You know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trekker with Trekker Noob 91 and Dorky Woman on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, 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 ever. Hey guys, it's Trekker Noob with
Dorky Woman.
And we have a lot to come to you today. We have what is called
Free For All Friday.
And today we're going to bring you some then and now of some of the actors and actresses that we have done over the past week in the movies.
We chose The Green Mile and Cujo from Stephen King, since this is Stephen King week.
We also have some celebrity birthdays. And what else did you come up with?
Just some topics to throw around, talk about, you know.
And then on a sad note, she can join me in saying on this sad note, this is will be the last day of us podcasting. Apparently, we're not getting the reach that we were wanting, so we're going to go ahead and end it after this one. But we figured we'd be okay and just finish out Stephen King week at least.
Yeah.
All right. That and more when we come back.
Start off with then and now of actors or actresses, and I'm going to start with The Green Mile that was released in 1999, and we all know who starred in it. He's married to Rita Wilson, and he portrayed Paul Edgecombe, Tom Hanks, and he's one of the most popular and recognizable film stars worldwide, and he's regarded as an American cultural icon. Some movies that he did after The Green Mile is Cast Away in 2000, Catch Me If You Can in 2002, The Terminal in 2004, and The Polar Express, which was a book that was, you know, put into movie form in 2004. And of course, we all know him as
Woody.
Woody.
All right, I got
from
that
Toy
right.
Story. I got a snake in my boots. The next person I focused on was David Morse, and he portrayed Brutus Howell. He's an American actor, singer, TV director, and writer. He starred on the dramatic TV show St. Elsewhere, and that's where he first came to national attention as Dr. Jack Boomer Morrison. In movies, he's done Proof of Life, which was in 2000, Hearts in Atlantis, in 2001, and one of my favorite movies he stars in with Shia LaBeouf is Disturbia in 2007. On TV, he was on a TV show that ran from 2002 to 2004, which is known as Hack, and True Detective, which ran from 2014 through 2019.
You said Disturbia is one of your favorite movies,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Will it upset you if I said that I've never seen it?
No, we'll have to watch it together. Okay, continuing. I decided to focus on Barry Pepper. And he portrayed Dean Stanton. He's a Canadian actor, and yes, he's still acting. And yes, Tom Hanks and David Morse are still acting as well. Sorry, I did not see that. He was nominated for 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards and a Golden Globe. He has starred in movies such as Crawl, which was released in 2019, Knockaround Guys in 2001, We Were Soldiers in 2002, True Grit, which I've seen this movie and it's awesome, 2010, and Snitch in 2013. Little fact is I remember him from Jagged Edge's video Goodbye, which was in honor of the tragedy 9/11. So check that music video out. Then I did the person I did not like the most from The Green Mile. Doug Hutchinson, who portrayed Percy Wetmore. Now, I like Doug Hutchinson as a person. don't agree with everything he's done, but Percy Wetmore really got underneath my skin from The Green Mile. He is an American actor, and he's known for playing disturbing and antagonistic characters. He starred in movies I Am Sam, 2001, The Salton Sea, 2002, Moolah, 2007, and from TV, he starred on Lost, which aired from 2004 to 2010, and also another TV show, Kidnapped, which was in 2006. Now, everyone knows that he was married to Courtney Stodden from 2011 to 2020. Because of this, he was dropped by agents because he married an underage girl. She was underage. At the wedding, after the wedding, they went broke. And in 2017, he filed for bankruptcy. Now, at the time of this marriage, he was 51 and she was 16. And I don't know why nobody stepped in and said, I contest, you know?
Well, I mean, it was the same way with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
He married his 13-year-old cousin when he was like 27.
Yeah. Still, what the hell?
And all just right. Think all those women, even that young women, take all your money and run.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. All right, so now I'm going to switch it over to Trucker Noob, and he's going to do his characters from, you know, then and now from The Green Mile, and then we'll hit Cujo.
All right, I've got Sam Rockwell, who plays Wild Bill Wharton. He's one of my favorite actors. He is an American actor, born November 5th, 1968. He was in a show called F is for Family. He played the character Vic Reynolds. And that show went from 2015 to 2021.
Oh, I watched it.
The movies he was in G-Force. 2009, where he played Darwin. 2010, Iron Man 2, where he played John Hammerstein. Or Hammer. Maybe it was Hammer.
That's okay.
I don't know. Anyways, and then 2013, A Single Shot, where he plays John Moon. I know there's quite a bit more movies, but I didn't want to list them all. For instance, like Michael Clark Duncan, who had over 100 acting credits to his name. Which brings us to Michael Clark Duncan, who played John Coffey. American actor with over 100 credits to his name. He was born December 10th, 1957, and sadly passed away almost 10 years ago on September 3rd, 2012, of heart complications due to a heart attack he had had a couple weeks before. He was on the TV show Spider-Man, the animated series, where he played the voice of Kingpin. He was on the show in 2012, The Finder, where he played Leo Knox. Movie roles after The Green Mile include The Whole Nine Yards in 2000, 2002, The Scorpion King, 2003, Daredevil, also 2003, Brother Bear, 2005, Sin City, and 2006, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Ah. And then brings me to another actor, Michael Jeter, who played Edouard Delacroix. And he is an American actor, born August 26th, 1952, and he's been gone since March 30th of 2003. I put this up here, it was a little bit before Green Mile, but it was also through the whole thing too. 1998 to 2003, he played Mr. Noodle on Elmo's World, which was always at the end of Sesame Street. 2004, he was on Polar Express. 2001, he was in Jurassic Park 3, and I also have here in the notes. In 1999, he was in the very first episode of Touched by an Angel.
Oh, wow.
And that brings all my actors that I have for The Green Mile. So I'll switch it back over to her.
So now we're going to go to Cujo. And do you have when that movie was released?
I don't have my paperwork anymore.
That's okay.
For it.
So I'm going to focus on Danny Pintor. 1983, the year before I was born. So I'm going to focus on Danny Pintor. He portrayed Tad Trenton. He He's an American actor and film producer. He was only 6 years old when he played Chad. He didn't know how to read, so he had to memorize his lines with his mom. And he's also known for portraying Jonathan Bauer on Who's the Boss? And he revealed in September 28th, 2015, that he has HIV, and he contracted that while on crystal meth. That's not even a fool's joke, y'all. That is for real. So now I'm going to pass it back to Trucker Noob. Or is that it? We're done.
I don't have any more actors.
All right. Well, then we're done. So we'll come back to you with our Free For All Friday.
All right. Stay tuned. All right, guys. Welcome back. We have some birthdays today.
Happy birthday.
We've got Randy Orton.
Yes.
We all know who Randy Orton is. We have Asa Butterfield. He's the little boy from the boy in striped pajamas, the one that was the Nazi's son.
Yeah, and he's not a little boy anymore. He's grown.
Oh, yeah, he is. We also have Susan Boyle, which you remember Susan
Boyle.
Yes. Today's her birthday.
America's Got Talent.
Well, it was Britain's Got Talent.
She's still awesome. She can sing.
And then we have the sad birthday of the day, Logan Paul.
Ah!
And that's it for the birthdays that I have down, and switch it over to her for her stuff
so,
for the day.
This whole week, it's been nonstop talk about the slap heard around the world. You know how Will Smith smacked Chris Rock? Well, there's this false rumor going around that Jim Carrey is going to sue Will Smith. Again, taken out of context, Jim Carrey is saying if he was the one that was smacked, he would be taking Will Smith to court. So that is so false. Comedians have their reaction and their two cents to put in, because why not? On a serious note, Dana Carvey said that when he saw Will Smith smack Chris Rock, he saw a bully. And it took him back to his childhood. And I am a big believer on sometimes it just takes that one second or that one time, and that's how people perceive you. And you don't want to perceive people in a certain way, and then you see them in that light. So I can feel with you, Dana Carvey, about seeing a bully and being taken back to his childhood. David Spade, I mean, sometimes I take him seriously, sometimes I don't. His two cents says it was a dark moment for their craft. I think anytime a comedian uses the N-word, is out of line, uses insensitive jokes to get a laugh at someone else's extent, you know, that is a dark moment for their craft of being a comedian. So, that's my take. Joe Rogan. We all know who Joe Rogan is. He hosted Fear Factor. He said it's a terrible precedent for comedy clubs. He's saying that now people feel that they can get on stage and smack a comedian down. And I really hope that that is not the case, that this is not a precedent for comedy clubs, that people have common sense, and that they aren't going up and putting hands on people. There's better ways to resolve things. And we don't know the whole story. Will Smith and Chris Rock were friends, you know, kind of drifted apart. We don't know the whole thing. But again, I do take Will Smith's side. I saw a man standing up for his woman. And, you know, Chris Rock needs to be put in his place. There are times I'm very offended by his racist comedy remarks. I mean, sometimes I look at him as a racist comedian. Tried to take a second chance on him with the grown-up movies. And, you know, I saw a different side to Chris Rock, and I thought maybe I was being unfair. And as somebody who deals with health issues, sometimes making fun of them is not okay. And yes, people have pointed out that Jada has made remarks and laughed. We're allowed to make fun of ourselves. sometimes we will make fun of ourselves before someone else can make fun of us. But at the end of the day, Chris Rock, take a seat, zip your lip, and that old-fashioned saying that we all know is, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yep.
Kill him with kindness. That's my little free-for-all Friday.
Well,
that I took upon
as
writing.
We said earlier, this was going to be our last podcast, and we wanted to let you know.
April Fools! Oh no, we are just getting started.
Oh yeah.
Pop that popcorn, grab your favorite drink, and keep coming back to our podcast. Gonna get to know us. We have so many ideas, and please give us your feedback. We would love to hear your opinions and what you have to say. And remember, this is a podcast, so none of us will be smacking anybody down. Unless it's smack talk. Maybe that could be a hot topic we could do.
Well, we are doing smack talk on Monday.
Yes, because of Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, we are talking about Machine Gun Kelly on Monday. It could be considered Music Monday or Machine Gun Kelly Monday, whichever one you want to put it.
Yup. Wednesday, we're going to come at you with wacky facts. True, but wacky.
And then Friday is going to be the Finally Friday. All right. So, you got anything else you want to say?
When we do a week on somebody, it's going to be a podcast every day that week, so we'll name it like Stephen King week, music week, whatever kind of week as examples. But normally, on average, we will be podcasting 3 times a week.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah. And it's only a Tuesday or a Thursday if there's a lot going on, especially when we go on vacation, because we are people with lives.
Yes.
Yes.
We will also be doing some videos on vacation and posting them on the internet, so.
Oh, well.
At least I planned on it.
Oh, that's fine. I'll have to, like, get a picture up for them to see what I look like. So, I am on Facebook, but not as Dorky Woman. And maybe 2 weeks from now, I will have the kahunas to expose who Dorky Woman is. And on that note, everybody, it's finally Friday! It's EGIF! This weekend.
Yes, and I won't tell her about my evil plans.
That's so lame. Sending out lots of love and hope for everybody. This is Dorky Woman.
This is Trucker Noob 91 reminding you, unless you're protecting your woman, do not slap anybody or you will get booed on the internet. And this is where I tell you the platforms we're on. You can find us on Anchor FM. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. You can find us on Instagram. Just search truckernoob91. On Snapchat, it would be Choya91. I'm not sure on hers, but we'll get it out there to you when we can. And I believe that's all the platforms. Hope you all have a great day and good night. Be safe.